Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. I open this segment tonight with this fabulous quote from Nat Han. As we look into this episode and this conversation dealing with self-love.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, as I brainstormed with myself earlier on this week about what I should be doing today, and as I go about my task during the week, I notice the fall leaves falling on the ground. I notice property owners gathering their leaves, confining these leaves in brown bags to be disposed. I look on the branches of the trees. Some are partially emptied. And I thought to myself, that's our life. It's going through different seasons. And I thought about it as I saw those property owners cleaning up their properties and just manicuring their lawns and everything. And I thought about it. Are we really taking care of our personal lives? Are we administering self-love? You know, how much do we love ourselves? Do we really know who we are? How important is self-love? Can we stay true to our Christ self? Are we committed to our spirit? How are we co-creating our results? And of course, how willing are we to listen? And these are some of the conversations that I will be discussing this evening. I know some of these are very thought-provoking questions. Although they are thought-provoking questions, they are not intended to be judgmental in any way. As I say, for each episode that I do on a Sunday, it is for me more than it is for my listeners. However, I hope that you'll take the time to pull a chair up and be part of the conversation. And while you do that, and while you grab your bottle of water or whatever you're doing, you might be grabbing your dessert to go over some housekeeping. As always, the chat room is up and running. The phone number to call in and be part of this conversation is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the number you can call to be part of this conversation. I encourage you to call and share with me some of your personal insights as it has to deal with self-love. I also want you to reserve a seat on the event Bright. Look for the Litchfield County Chapter event, which will take place on the 22nd, Tuesday the 22nd of October, starting at 5 p.m. We start with networking in the bistro restaurant, and then we have our meeting 7 to 8 in the carriage room. We are having a fabulous guest speaker who is coming in. She's an image consultant, and she is coming in from New York City to spend that time with us to tell us, you know, talk with us about how to look good for less and some of the trends that are now in. So that's one thing. The other thing I want you to do is to, on Wednesday the 23rd, I want to invite you back right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I have two experts coming in. At 10 a.m., I have Karen Yakovich, and she is a social media expert. And she's going to be coming and spending an hour with us to let us know how we can utilize the social media to secure some new clients. And at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll have expert Andre Taylor. He is from the New York area. And Mr. Taylor is an expert. He's going to tell us how to creatively ties our entrepreneurship. So I have two powerhouse speakers on for this coming Wednesday. So I look forward to having you there. I want to welcome a caller on the line, 502-290-9497. And if you want to speak, if you just touch one, it will let me know. Or if you're just here listening, that's okay too. But if you want to contribute to the conversation on self-love, I would appreciate your input. I want to remind you about the cruise coming up. The cruise is next June the 14th, 2014. We are going to Europe. We are starting off. Port of call is Barcelona, Spain. And you can get more details on the cruise. The cruise is to benefit my nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation. And our first project is the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. So call up Mrs. Tot Olinda Begg. Her telephone numbers are 203-818-3174. 203-818-3174. That's her mobile phone. And her direct line is 203-539-0094. Call her up and she will let you know about the payment plan and how much you have to pay down to secure the cruise. And I tell you, I'm really excited about it, and I am looking forward to seeing as many of you as we possibly can. I'm also looking to see some people who is willing to go down to Jamaica to help me launch this event. And my last announcement is that I am looking for a co-host, and I'm looking for a producer. The one person can share both posts. However, if I get two separate people, that's fine too. I want you to send me your bio to dynamicdaphne12@att.net, or you can send me a message and attach it right here on the radio station site here on Blog Talk Radio. So, as I mentioned before, in this episode, we are talking about loving yourself enough to commit. Loving yourself enough to commit. And before I go, I want to just show some appreciation to the caller here, and then I'm going to go in. But let me just say hello. Hello,
hey,
caller.
Daphne.
Oh,
Daphne.
It's Janice.
Dynamic Daphne.
Yes, it's Janice, right?
Yes.
How are you, my sister?
I'm doing good. I called to share in and pick up some of your energy. Because
okay.
I shared with you, I have a call at 8 o'clock.
I know,
but
you
I just
have a
wanted
call
to plug in.
Okay, do you want to share something before I go into what I'm doing here or now?
Well, I guess I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing. And like you say, this commitment to self and loving self. And sometimes we can't prioritize which opportunity, but I've been able to not necessarily get on the blog with you, but I thank you for the resources. I can go and pick them up at a later time.
Yes, thank you so very much. And we are looking forward in the very near future to have you as a guest on the show here, Janice. So I know you have, in 45 minutes, you have to be on another platform. So I'm just going to go right in here, and I love you, my sister.
Love you too, Dynamic Daphne, as I pull
thank
some of your energy.
Thank you.
thank you, Daphne.
You're
okay,
very
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, that's a colleague of mine, Janice. As a matter of fact, we are co-authoring a book, and I'm sure you're going to hear more about that. We are co-authoring the book Mission Impossible, Mission Unstoppable with Susan Taylor, Dr. Randall Pinkett, and Dr. George Frazier with 37 more powerful authors, people who just have amazing stories to tell. And that's how I met Janice. She's an amazing woman doing a lot to make a difference in our community. The most important decision of one's life depends on decisions that we make to stay true and to be committed to our authentic selves. I say this statement, and you probably heard me pause, because I wanted to make sure that I got everyone's attention and to awaken their true authentic selves. Too many people are out there looking to copy others instead of staying true to themselves. So when I ask you the question, how much you do love yourself? Do you love yourself enough to stay committed? When I ask that question, I'm speaking about staying committed to a relationship with you. Your goals, your desires, knowing that only you can derail yourself. So instead of spending time pointing fingers Are you willing to always go back to the drawing board when you mess up and said, listen, I didn't like my choices and decisions yesterday or even earlier today, but I'm thankful that I have this opportunity to re-examine what I have done and to make a difference. Stay hostage to the environment, the community, and even to the families that they grow up in. And I know that I am no different from a lot of my listeners who are listening. And you probably hear people blaming their parents for whatever is happening in their lives now. And I always say our parents did the best with what they had. Because if they had not given life to us and bring us in this world, already when they gave birth to us and bring us in this world, we were a winner. Because you know you weren't the only sperm that went into the uterus of your mother. Yet, you are the one that breathed air and you came out here. So you already came out a winner. So shame on you for accepting to live a mediocre life. So I'm here today to ruffle your feathers. And when I say ruffle, I'm raking deep down with a steel rake. So I'm really raking those feathers. I'm not doing it just for a massage. I'm doing it to really agitate who you have allowed yourself to become. People are looking at cultural influences that they have been exposed to. Some are even addicted to theology and religion. Some are overpowered by money. Some are overpowered by sex. And the list goes on and on and on. These are just a few to scratch the surface. I'm sure if I ask you to come up with your own list, you would have millions and millions of things. And I ask the question, do we really know who we are? Do I know who I am and do you know who you are? The honest truth is, we are still searching to find the authentic us. The reason why we allow ourselves to be overpowered by all or some of the things I just mentioned is because we are lacking self-love and we are also lacking the commitment to our true selves. If I ask you from the scale of 1 being the lowest, to 10 being the highest, how would you rate your love for self, where on that scale would you fall? You don't need to call in and give me your number, but that's just a question for you to answer yourself. Are you capable of loving you? Are you lovable? Can you honestly look in the mirror and said, I love you, with the biggest grin on your face? Self-love does not mean that you're arrogant. It does not mean that you're cocky. It does not mean that you put yourself on a pedestal and allow others to feel inferior. What it means is that you accept yourself for who you are, with the knowledge and the knowing that you continue to work on the person you really know you can become. You really don't need the approval of anybody else. You need the approval of yourself. So you need to spend some intimate time with yourself so that you can honestly come to understand about who you are. And I plan on ending this episode with the listening, but I want to touch on this right now. In order for us to know who we are, we must be able to be still. S-T-I-L-L. Be quiet. Shut your mouth. Turn the TV off. Turn the cell phone off. Turn the music off. Take some quiet time to go into meditation as you ask the question, who am I? Who am I? And as you ask that question, as you remain in the stillness and the calmness of where you are, you will hear the answers. However, if you are too busy in the hustle and bustle of what's going on around you, you will not hear the answers, and because of that, you will be stuck right where you have always been. So you have to be ready to shift your perception of what you know right now and be open, be ready to accept the new you and the person that your father told you that you were created to be. You got to shift your perception so that you are able to feel worthy. You're going to see yourself in the eyes of abundance, self-awareness, acceptance, self-sufficiency. And as you become aware of that knowing of who you are all of those things. You and I know that our Father did not create any junk. We are the cream of the crop. But until we begin to embrace that and know that we are princesses, queens, kings, princes, kings, we got to see ourselves in that eye. So it's like it's a 100-degree turnaround. It's a paradigm shift. And until you're able to position yourself in that paradigm shift, you're going to be stuck where you are. Honestly and truly, we don't need to be different, to be worthy. And you probably said, what? No, you don't need to be different. You just need to be true to your authentic self. Be true to who you are called to be. Be true to that person that's tugging on the inside of you. You got to love your inner goodness. And you know why I post today on my Facebook page that the Spirit of God within me is the strength of my supply. And once we can wake up and we can accept, believe that, we must believe that. You know, I want to read what I put out there today, and you probably want to write it on a card that you keep for yourself as you work on loving yourself. The Spirit of God within me is the source of my supply. My Christ self knows only lavish abundance and the activity of that knowingness is constantly at work in my life under fears. My spirit is now appearing as my all sufficiency. Not some, all. So we got to wake up. We got to wake up and stop holding ourselves back. Loving ourselves isn't a one-time event. It is endless. It is continuous. It's a moment-by-moment ongoing process. It's not a one-night stand. It's not a one-night dream. It's an everyday dream. And in order for you to excel, it honestly and truly begins with you. You got to be willing to enfold yourself in your own affection and appreciate you. You got to learn how to embrace yourself so closely you feel that warmth. Until we are ready to do that, we cannot expect that from the people we are in a relationship with. A lot of people get into relationships and they are looking to their significant others to provide this for them. I tell you, once you start loving yourself, embracing yourself, you're going to find out that the entire world around you will start to love you. I want to... I'm going to be giving you some steps that I have used to help me on this path. So you're going to grab your pen. The first one I want to give you here, let me get my notes. Have a daily ritual that you begin your day with. What's your ritual? And when I speak about a ritual, you don't have to go out and chant and woo and that. A ritual is just a habitual practice that helps to enlighten you. It might be meditation. It might be prayer. It might be some people sitting down having a cup of tea or something with their newspaper and the time to read something and take a few minutes to just be quiet and to meditate. So begin your day with love. Some people sleep with their tablet and their phones and everything in their bed, and the minute they open their eyes, they're gone on technology. Shut it down and start your day with love. If you're a single person like I am, you got to look in the mirror. You got to love what you see. And the areas that needs polishing, you got to love those areas as you polish them. Remember always that you deserve the best. Remind yourself of your worthiness before getting out of bed every morning. Breathe in love and breathe out love. Enfold yourself in right, saturate your being in love. So in other words, just immerse yourself. Just close your eyes in that meditative state. You can see yourself just immersing in a bathtub of hot bubbles. Just immerse yourself in there and just enjoy every minute of it. Take the time to meditate and journal. My male listeners, they always get an attitude when I tell you guys to journal. Even my own son. Oh, he don't like to do that. But I tell you guys, you better start doing some of that and you're going to find out how it just changed your life. Spend the time focusing inwardly. It does not need to be a thesis. It doesn't have to be any proper grammar. Just write what you're feeling. Spend the time, 2 to 5 minutes every day, and just write something. you're going to find out that it will change your life. Talk yourself happy. Use Meditrain your mind. Become more positive. You got to feel good about you. You know? Find something. Is it a scarf? Is it a pin? Is it a wristband? Something that helps you to remind you of days when you were always happy. Get emotionally honest with yourself. Let go of all of your numbing feelings. A lot of times we will overeat, or some people drink, smoke, or do drugs when they are overwhelmed with what's going on. When you feel that coming on, you need to get emotionally honest with yourself and go back to your journal and write what you're feeling, date it and time it. And at the same time, state your intentions about what you plan to do with that feeling. Expand your interests. Find something new. Call up a girlfriend, call up a friend from any gender, and go do something fun. Express your appreciation to them. Tell them how they add value to your life. Express. Don't wait until it is too late for you to express what these people mean to you. Places that you have never been. Do things that you have never done before. Last year, I ziplined for the first time in my life. And I was saying the other day, I need to skydive, and somebody said, you're crazy. Well, I'm just here to tell you that it's on my bucket list of things to do. I'm doing that because I have big goals for myself, and I can no longer sit in my comfortable cocoon. I got to step out and dare myself for greatness, not only in my career, but also in my personal life. Yes, I love myself enough to stay committed to these tasks. What are some activities in your life that really enhances you and who you are? Identify them, list them in your journal, and start using them. Embrace them. Some of them you probably need a mentor or a buddy because they are daring things. Get that help that you need to take advantage of them instead of procrastinating and never get it done. Be willing to surrender. Breathe, relax, and let go. You can never see the whole picture. As a matter of fact, if you are still in the picture frame, you can't see the picture. So you got to be willing to step out of the frame to see what's needed. Listen, we are always looking for God to give us the whole picture. We got to use this scenario. Every time we go and we see a nice picture of a puzzle, we buy it. They are in pieces in a plastic bag. We got to open that plastic bag, and a lot of times we just empty that plastic bag on a table, or we put them in a baking tin, and we begin the tedious task of putting that puzzle together. So this is what surrendering has done for me. I have to learn to take many a deep breaths. I need to relax. I journal. I pray, I meditate, I have an unwavering faith. To be honest, I have not always been like this. I can remember my younger years when I always run to people seeking their approval. Oh, do you think I should do this? Oh, what do you think about that? And I am thankful and I'm grateful for my awakening to the knowledge that I must invest in me. Because as I looked back over those experiences, I realized that many of the people who I was seeking advice from, they actually were at a loss. They themselves did not even know who they are. So you got to learn to be willing to surrender. Breathe, relax, and let go. You can never see the whole picture. You don't know what anything is for. Stop fighting against yourself by thinking and desiring people and events in your life should be different. Your plan may be different from your soul's intention. And this is why it is so important to know that you and I are in possession of everything that we need to satisfy our purpose on this earth. We are not lacking anything. We are just not aware that within us, we have our everything there that we need to do everything. Let me just get me a sip of water. Yes. So if you are just joining me, I want to remind you to call in. Our number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And here is a word from one of our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Yes, if you have just logged into the conversation, we are talking about loving yourself enough to commit. Loving yourself enough to commit. Next, work on personal and spiritual development. We were all born into some kind of religion. However, as we get exposed to what's around us, we sometimes begin to question that which we believed in prior. Love yourself enough to investigate and search if you realize that something is lacking. Be willing to surrender and grow, knowing that life is a journey. We are here to learn and to love on a deeper level. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about love. loving ourselves, loving our neighbors, and loving others. We got to take great steps in our lives, especially at those times when things becomes extremely difficult. We got to remember it takes one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And so long as we keep doing that and going forward, we shall overcome. So don't question yourself. Just keep going on the journey that you are called to go on. Continue the journey. Really and truly, don't question the instructions. Just keep moving. So as long as you keep moving, you will reach the promised land. I have come to understand the importance of owning my potential. I got to love myself enough to believe in the limitless opportunities available to me. I got to take action and to create an amazingly beautiful life for me. Even when others do not believe in you, you must. You cannot afford not to believe in yourself. You got to be your own cheerleader, supporter, motivator, encourager. Truly, it's up to you. If it has to be, it's up to you. The one thing I can tell you from personal experience is that it all comes around. In the beginning, no one is going to be there for you. And that's why it is so important that you got to love yourself enough to commit. Because in the beginning, it's going to be rough because there will not be anyone there to support you. Because you love yourself and because you have faith in you, you are going to be doing what it takes to get the real result for you. Be patient with yourself. Understand yourself. Know what you're going through. Know when it's time to pull back, and again, take a deep breath. Count to 10. If you think 10 is not enough, count to 20. Relax and be patient. Let go of urgency, because urgency is oftentimes tied into fear. Relax, because it is during that relaxing stage that you're going to begin to transform yourself and place yourself in a position to strive. And as you begin to strive, you're going to find out that you are thriving along. The striving is the commitment to continue. The thriving is where you begin to create wealth and all those things. You got to know to trust yourself. Do good work. Make a difference. And the universe is honestly and truly going to be rewarding you. Just do that which you're called to do, and the universe will reward you. You don't ever have to remind the universe what we have done, because the universe sees it and is always rewarding us. So just continue doing, just continue making a difference. Not because you are being recognized for it, but because you know that that is the right thing to do. Live a life of gratitude and appreciation. Maybe 3 months ago, I became part of a community online. It's called the Gratitude Blog. and you can check it out. It's the gratitudeblog.com. Look and follow me there. It's a platform where people from around the world write what they are grateful for each day. And it's amazing when you write something and you click on the page and you look and see somebody in Australia or Switzerland or Germany who is grateful for the same thing. So I know that once we live a life of gratitude, you are being rewarded. Train our mind, ourselves, to be always grateful. Appreciate everything we have. Our talents, our brilliance, our beauty, our love, even our imperfection. Because it gives us something to strive for. Love yourself. Smile with yourself. If you are not willing to do that, then do not look around and expect that other people are going to be doing that to you, because it's really and truly not their job. It is your job to love yourself enough to commit to all of these things. If you're just joining, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Be guided by your intuition. Because what? All the answers are in. And you're probably saying, Daphne, how you know all the answers are in? Remember my affirmation for today? The Spirit of God within me is the source of my supply. My Christ self knows only lavish abundance. And the activity of that knowingness is constantly at work in my life and affairs. My spirit is now appearing as my all-sufficiency. So, when we affirm that, there is no telling us that we are lacking. It is saying there, we are having a life of abundance. If we are not manifesting that, is because we have not come to accept within our consciousness that knowing that everything we need, we already have. We got to look for signs and pay attention to what we often call gut feeling. We oftentimes hear inner voices, but it surprises me all the time that many tend to pay attention to the negative chatter that keeps telling them, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yet, that voice that is saying, yes, you can, be that little choo-choo train, yes, I can, yes, I can. We ignore that one. Because oftentimes the negative chatter is so louder than that little voice of the choo-choo train. So relax. Take deep breaths. 10, 15, 20, 25, if you can afford 30 minutes. A lot of times it is so much better if we have a salad and then spend the rest of our lunchtime meditating. I can say that because that's something new I've started for myself, and it is really enhancing my life. So, you know, eat some spiritual food sometime instead of all the natural food that you're eating, because you're going to find out that the spiritual food is really going to inspire and empower you. You know, once you train your mind, you're going to be able to visualize, to see images on that board in your mind. You're going to be hearing voices. You are going to be feeling things in the spirit that will guide you. So stay close and stay in tune with your intuition. quiet times are absolutely important. You know, don't be afraid to be in the stillness of the now. Take the time to look back on each and every moment. Love every part of this moment. If you are spending it with someone, enjoy the time. Again, put away the gadgets and just spend that time with that person, because you don't know when, whether or not it's going to be the last moment. So just enjoy that moment with the person that you are with. Living in the now is extremely important, because you'll find that, I have come to find out that as I begin to live more in the now, I'm not having regrets. You know, I'm working and putting off and just accept everything right now and deal with it, and don't put off anything for another time. Do what honors and respect you. Don't do things because you were threatened or you were made to feel guilty. Remember, you got to love yourself enough to be committed. When we say no to others at that particular time, we are not saying no because we don't care about them, or we don't care about that which they are trying to get us involved in. We are saying no because at this particular time, it is not good for us. I have been over the years bombarded with people. They hear my story that I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, and every person that is doing a multi-level market thinks that they need to get me involved because, oh, I did so well in Mary Kay. I drove the pink car and I did this and I did that. And I said, yes, I'm on the other leg of my journey now. So you must believe in it, in whatever it is that you're doing. And do not allow anyone to send you on a guilt trip. Don't participate in activities that will bring you down. Don't allow toxic people in your life, whether they are family members or what. If you find out that somebody in your relationship is toxic, you need to sever yourself from that relationship. Love everyone, but be discerning on who you allow in your life. Very, very important. So you can't be going too fast that you don't take the time to assess people that you are associating yourself with. You got to be open to accepting uncertainty. I have come to understand that sufferings come from living in the pain of the past or the fear of the future. But our attention on the present moment can be at peace. We got to look on the past as archives. They are there, what they say, you have been there, done that. So you leave the past in the archive, which is really where they're supposed to be. You live this moment right now to create history. And as you move into the future, you live that now. So it's one step at a time. Leave one place at a time. I know this is a biggie because a lot of people really and truly have difficulty with this thing. And it is the ability to forgive yourself. We are so ready to forgive others. However, when it comes to forgiving ourselves, it is a challenge. So I want you to write this down and use it when the need arises. We got to learn from our mistakes and go forward. So here is a statement of love that can use, or a statement of affirmation, whatever you want to call it. I forgive myself for judging myself for whatever it is your blank is. You're filling that blank. It can be for acting out, cursing out somebody, for feeling jealous, for getting sick, or for not doing your best at a particular time. Whatever your blank is, you got to be willing to fill that in. I forgive myself for judging myself for whatever your blank is. And use that as many times as you need to. And after that, you are going to give thanks that you're able to now do your best. I am thankful, Father, that I am now able to do my best. And so it is. Have fun. It's important to discover the power of fun. Self-love requires time to relax, play, create face-to-face interaction with others. Our fast-paced world creates a goal-setting, competitive craziness and doesn't have room for play. But it is so important to have play in each of our lives, because you know what? There is a child in each and every one of us. There is a little child in us. I know there's a little girl inside of me and there's a little boy inside of you. It doesn't matter how old you are. There is a child in each and every one of us. So, you know, let your hair down. Have some fun. Do something crazy and safe. Have some fun and take times for laughter. Be real, because, hello, everybody knows a fake. So just be real. Don't be anybody else. You're not. I think it was that young lady, Miley Cyrus. I heard she was asked to somebody the other day, and they were asking about her, the ways how she's performing. And she said, "It's not an act for me. This is who I am. You don't have to feel bad about who you are. You only need to feel bad when you are trying to be somebody else." And I said to myself, whoa, this child is so sure of who she is, and she is not allowing society to define her. When she was in her Disney role, she played those roles and she remained controlled by Disney. And now she's out. She's doing her own thing. It's herself. It's her authentic self. And the one thing I can tell you about that child, she loves herself enough to stay committed to her brand. She loves herself enough to stay committed to her brand. And you too need to love yourself to stay committed to you, the you that you were called to be. Focus on the positive. Guess what? Stuff is going to happen in life. If you have not yet had a downfall, you're heading for one. So focus on the positive. I always give my clients an exercise to do with a sheet of paper. Draw a line down the middle. On one side, you're going to write all the positive, and on the other side, all the areas you need to work, all the others you need to work on. And people are always puzzled once they begin to write. They hardly find anything to go on the side of things that need to improve. And every time it's always people who were complaining about nothing is going right in their life. They don't have anything. However, when you begin to write down, and this is why I'm such an advocate for journaling, because once you start to journal, you start to document your gratitude, your time of appreciation, and you are documenting them for the world to see. You are documenting them so that they can encourage somebody else. So focus on the positive, you know, and once you identify them, find a place in your heart to place them so that you can always dwell on them. The reason you are dwelling on those good things is so that you can continue to be grateful. Praise yourself for all those things that you have accomplished, and give thanks and gratitude to your Father. If you are someone who oftentimes are engaged in self-neglecting and rejecting behaviors, you need to be aware of that and pardon yourself for doing that and move right back into focusing on the positive. We must become conscious of the choices we make in our lives. And we oftentimes got to ask ourselves several times throughout the day, does this choice honor me? What I'm doing right now, is it honoring me? Am I doing this because I was pushed into doing this, or this is honoring my authentic core? There are often times when we are asking difficult questions, and these are one of the difficult questions. You want to step back and ask yourself this question: what would my life really look like if I believe that I am worthy? We got to ask that question. Step back, relax, and ask the question, what would my life look like if I simply believe that I am worthy? You know, you and I, we are so worthy of everything, but we are not experiencing this worthiness because we refuse to dedicate ourselves to a life of loving. We got to make the commitment to ourselves to say, this is going to be number one on my list. It's the top of my to-do list. I must believe that I am worthy. And again, why are you worthy? You are worthy because the Spirit of God within you is the source of your supply. My Christ self knows only lavish abundance, and the activity of that knowingness is constantly at work in my life and affairs. My spirit is now appearing as my all-sufficiency. Does that statement sound as if it's coming from someone who is not worthy? Hello? We got to show the world that we love ourselves enough. And because we love ourselves enough, this is why we are committed to doing all the great things that we were called to do. One of the other things that you must do is invest in you. Might be a mentor. It might be a role model. Whatever it is that we need to invest in ourselves. Get help. Nobody in this world can do anything alone. But what I have found out is a lot of people refuse from investing in themselves. Until you decide that you are worth it and that you are worthy, you're probably going to be finding yourself stuck right there and not able to make any progress. So I tell you that this is the time when you must commit to yourself and begin to do better for you. If you are just joining us, we are talking about loving ourselves enough to commit. Knowing who we are, remembering our spirit, demonstrating self-love, committing to our spirit. So if you want to contribute to the conversation, I want you to call 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Self-love is an action, not a statement of good feeling. So if you're thinking of loving yourself, there are certain actions that you are going to have to take. Self-love is important to living well. It influences who you pick for a mate to be in your inner circle, the image you project at work, and how you cope with the problems of life. It is also important to our welfare that we want to know how to bring more of it into our lives. That is what self-love is all about. Here are a few steps that I'm going to go give you about self-love, and then I'm going to go into about remembering our spirits and all of that, and just have a brief conversation about our spirit self. Become mindful. Number one, people have more self-love tend to know that what they think, feel, and want. They are mindful of who they are and act on this knowledge rather than what others want for them. Isn't that the truth? Yes. Number two. Act on what you need rather than what you want. You love yourself when you can turn away from something that feels good and exciting to what you need to stay strong, centered, and moving forward in your life instead by staying focused on what you need. You turn away from automatic behavior patterns that get you into trouble, keep you stuck in your past, and lessen your self-worth. Number three, practice good self-care. You will love yourself more when you take better care of your basic needs. People high in self-love nourishes themselves daily through healthy activities, sound nutrition, exercise and proper sleep, intimacy, and health social interactions. Number four, set boundaries. You will love yourself more when you set limits or say no to work, love, or activities that deplete or harm your physically, emotionally, spiritually, or express poorly who you are. Number five, protect yourself. Bring the right people into your life. Those of you who have been following me for a while, you know I've called those my inner circle. Love the term frenzies that you learn from your younger days. It describes so well the type of friends who take pleasure in your pain and loss rather than in your happiness and success. Get rid of them. There isn't enough time in one's life to be wasted on people who want to take away the shine off your face and say, I genuinely love myself and life. I will love and respect yours more. You got to take yourself. You know, some people are saying, oh, I got your back. Forgive yourself, which is, I had mentioned that before. Protect yourself. Bring in the right people into your life. Oh, I just gave you that. Forgive yourself. We humans can be so hard on ourselves. The downsides of taking responsibilities for our action is punishing ourselves too much for mistakes in learning and growing. We have to accept our humanness and understand that we are not perfect before we can truly love ourselves. We got to practice being less hard on ourselves. When we make mistakes, remember there are no failures. If we have learned and grown from those mistakes, there are only lessons learned. Live intentionally, number seven. You will accept and love yourself more. Whatever is happening in your life, when you live with purpose and design, your purpose doesn't have to be crystal clear to you. If your intention is to live a meaningful and healthy life, you will make decisions that support this intention and feel good about yourself. When you succeed in this purpose, you will love yourself more. If you see yourself accomplishing what you set out to do, you need to establish your living intentions to do this. If you choose just one or two of these self-love actions to work on, you will begin to accept and love yourself more. Just imagine how much you will appreciate you when you exercise these seven steps to self-love. It is true that you can only love a person as much as you love yourself. If you exercise all of the actions of self-love that is described here, you will allow and encourage others to express themselves in the same way. The more self-love you have for yourself, the better prepared you are for healthy relationship. Even more, you will start to attract people and circumstances to you that support your well-being. I know that there got to be someone out there that is saying, I am so thankful for these words of insight tonight. I would love to hear from you. 646-915-8166. And I want to talk a little bit about remembering our spirit. We oftentimes, those people who are around in the spiritual community and surroundings, oftentimes heard it said that we are a spiritual being having a human experience. However, here's a question for you. Are you remembering your spirit? And set question number two, how committed are you to your spirit? I am continuously working on staying true to my spirit. And when I'm faced with situations, I know that humanly it is out of my control, but spiritually, Daddy has my back. And a lot of times people say, "What, you know, how you're not doing this and how you're not doing that?" I said, because I am really and truly not in control. And I know so long as I stay faithful and I continue to remember about my spirit, as long as I know that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me, there's nothing that is supposed to get me off of this journey and off of this track. I also want to just remind you to really prioritize what difference is religion and spirituality to you as a person. I know there are a lot of us who said that we were born in such and such a religion because our great 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 grandparents go there and is so many generations there and we are still there. You need to ask yourself the question, what am I contributing here? What do I believe about what is happening here? The one thing I know for sure is that a lot are refusing to question religion and they are held hostage. Just because they allow themselves to be held hostage in these situations. So there's a little homework for you to go. Go and search out for yourself. Am I religious or am I spiritual? What are the pros and cons of being religious? What are the pros and cons of being spiritual? And the third question for you right there is, which of these allow me to remain faithful and true to my authentic self? As I had said before at the top of the hour, they are thought-provoking questions, but you must be honest to answering them for yourself, because that's the only way you're going to be able to love yourself enough to commit. This is not an overnight process. It's not something that you can do half-heartedly. Is something that you got to do from the authentic place inside of you. And always remember and tell yourself, I am a spiritual being having a human experience instead of the other way around. Because when we understand that we are spiritual beings, then we don't get bent out of shape about everything that is happening with us and around us. We just know that, hey, I don't have to do anything. I just have to stay aware that it's not me. I just turn up. And because I turn up, I allow such and such to happen through me. So look on yourself as a funnel. Excuse me. Look on yourself as a funnel. And there's a glass bottle. So the funnel is placed in a glass bottle. And they're going to pour some pure water through that funnel. It is flowing unobstructively. And that's how our spiritual life operates. Because when we focus on being the human aspect of who we are, then we are blocking the flow of that funnel. But when we are in spiritual mode, everything that's been poured in the water, in the bottle through the funnel, is going unobstructively. And that's the lavish flow of your abundance and my abundance. You and I are co-creators of the results we have in our lives. It doesn't matter whether the result is good or not so good. We created it. And I know a lot of people don't really believe that, but it's the truth. Let the truth be said. You and I co-create our results. And you're probably asking how we do that. Because we get up every day and we complain about what we don't have. So we spend 4.5 hours every day talking about what we don't have. And what happened? That multiplies itself and what is manifested in our life, the lack. So what if we could turn this around and begin to focus on everything that we do have, and begin to give thanks and gratitude for that which we have? The same would happen that we start to build on everything that is needed in our lives, and we would begin to experience abundance in our lives. So now that you know that we are all co-creators of our result. We are creating everything that we need with God, the universe, our Father. So now that you know, you're going to have to turn up with a better attitude. Just turn up and know that I already have it. I already have it, and now I'm looking to manifest. I'm looking for it to manifest. It's already here. I don't have to go just search out. I don't have to go do this. I don't have to go order. I don't have to go buy. I don't have to go beg. I don't have to do any of that stuff. It is already here. And because of that, I'm going to focus. And I am going to just give the energy that I need to give. The next bullet I want to deal on here is listening. We honestly and truly, we just need to be quiet. I know that we always tell children it's not polite to say shut up. But that's what we need to do. We just need to shut up so we can hear what God is saying to us. We got to shut up so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Take a breath. Take a grip. I remember once upon a time that saying was in style. Just take a grip. It means you quiet yourself. And I tell you, you are going to be so surprised when you begin to, when you start to practice quiet time. You are going to come out so enlightened. You're going to feel relaxed. You're going to feel refreshed. And the bottom line is that you are going to come out more knowledgeable. So I know from when I do retreats is that people are so panicky when I give time for them to do silence activities. People who are really observing and know the know that it's very advantageous to their what they're doing, they will get into the activity and doing it, and you'd be surprised to see people going around and disturbing them from really practicing. And on the other hand, people who have stayed committed to it have end up writing books based on what they got during their visualization and just got a real enlightening out of it. So I tell you, if you have not yet practiced some quiet times, put it on your list of things to do. I know that there is nothing that I can truly desire that is not this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to bear in my life and a fear, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only the consciousness of this truth. And every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of God within is all I will ever need for all eternity. And that's a quote from the book, Practical Spirituality by John Randolph Price. And isn't that the truth? You know? Again, once we stay true and stay focused, we understand that. We ask the question, what is God? Well, here are a few statements that really describe who God really is. I know each and every religion have a different image of him, but here is who I know him to be. God is lavish abundance. God is perfection. God is total wellness. God is perfect love. God is perfect harmony. God is the only power there is, regardless of what anybody else might tell you. God is the only presence there is. God is perfect peace. And those are all the things, and you can begin to create your own list. And as you go through your daily life and your journaling, there are certain affirmative statements that you can make to help keep you on track. I want to share a few from the this book I'm reading for you. I am now conscious of God within as my abundant supply. I am now conscious of God within as my radiant health. I am now conscious of God within as the activity of my loving relationships. I am now conscious of God within as the harmony of many homes and businesses. I am now conscious of God within as my safety and protection. I am now conscious of God within as the guarding, protecting presence watching over my loved ones. I am now conscious of God within as all total peace on earth. My consciousness of God within as each of these experiences is the experience in my life and affairs. I am now experiencing only God in mind and manifestation. My consciousness of God within as my total fulfillment is my fulfillment. I am now experiencing total fulfillment. I am abundance. I am a radiant health. I am loving. I am loved and loving. I am in perfect harmony. I am totally protected. I am at perfect peace. And what I see for myself, I see for others. I am one with God. I am one with all. And so it is. (clears throat) 646-915-8166. In order to begin to really adopt this practice of self-love, we need to cleanse out our error patterns and release negative energy. Enter into the chamber of your consciousness and look deeply within to examine all the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that have been stored there for so long. As each error thought appears, release them to the indwelling Christ and let them go. Let go of your past. Don't hold yourself hostage. There are those I know well should be eliminated, and then there are those that are hidden, buried deeply, for could not quite face them. Even now, I hesitate to expose them for fear of pain that they may bring or change I may not want to accept. Yet, I have the urge to move up higher, and I cannot take them with me. I will ask the presence to go before me and lead the way. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not in control. We need to go back and surrender ourselves in order. Without willingness to surrender, we are not going to be able to love ourselves enough and stay committed. Divine love, please show me the barriers that hold me from my oneness with you. My beautiful Christ self, let your light dissolve even as it reveals the errors in my consciousness. Dear God, who are within me, I am willing to surrender all that I am to you. Show me the way. I cannot do it alone. Lift me up, my spirit, to your consciousness that I may see the light and be made new and whole and free. If I hold any one of your children in condemnation or unforgiveness, I choose to release them. I choose to give to all whom I feel obligated their due. I love them. I bless them. I wish them their highest good. I choose to withhold from no one what is theirs. I choose the very highest of your God for all. Show me the way to surrender my life, my body, my love, my mind, my family, my debt, my fear, my possessions, my thoughts, words and deeds to the higher self within. If I must let something go, take it. If I must do something, show me, tell me, direct me, take me as I am and lift me up to your highest vision. I hold back nothing. If I do, show me and I will hold it back no longer. I choose to surrender. I choose to understand. I choose to believe in you and nothing else and show forth only your fruits of my expression. At this moment, I am lifted up into the Christ consciousness where there is only light and love and life. Self-love, like any other intentions in life, it's work. It takes commitment, and you must stay consistent and true to it. You got to. You can't just get up one day and say you're going to do it, and then the other day you're not going to do it, and then you get up another 4 days, you're going to do. You got to stay consistent. What they say, do anything for 21 days, it becomes a habit. So it's the same thing with self-love. You know, stay committed to it for 21 days, and before you know it, you are going to be really, really and truly loving yourself. Let me get a little water. I want to again remind you that on Wednesday the 23rd, I have Karen Yakovich, and she is an expert with social media, and she's going to be on. And then after that, I have Andre Taylor, who is going to be on the show telling us about creative ways to monetize entrepreneurship. And on June the 14th, 2014, on the Norwegian Cruise Lines, we are doing a cruise to the Mediterranean. And it is on June the 14th, 2013. Port of call is Barcelona. For more information, call Linda Begg, 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3194. 203-818-3174. You call and you can get more information there. The prices are Category B, C, balcony stateroom based on double occupancy. It's 13. And there is a payment plan. You can call her and she will tell you the price. Then we have Category BE, which is $1,273. Category ID, which is $873. And $873. First payment was due on May the 31st. And then you have up until February of next year to pay for it. So call her up. She will give you more information on how to get the payments to her. You're going to have many restaurants. They have the Blue Man. They have restaurants opening 24/7. Join us for 1 week of amazing inspirational cruise aboard the Norwegian epic Mediterranean style with the dynamic life transformer Daphne Clark Hudson, inspirational speaker and teacher. We are all delighted to invite you to join us on one of our fantastic cruises on the cruise ship Mediterranean Epic. So we are looking forward. The second city, the Blue Man Jazz Band, Howl of the Moon, and Fat Cats. Those are all the activities that they're having there. And we are looking so forward to your support to helping us raise some funds for the breakfast feeding program. You can also donate by giving on PayPal by using the email dynamicdaphne12@att.net, dynamicdaphne12@att.net, and just support us there for the breakfast feeding program. All right? So we have 16 minutes remaining, and yes, you can still call in 646-915-8166. Let's talk about some of the things that you are doing to help demonstrate your true self-love. All right. So let's look on some affirmational thoughts here. See the light. The light beckons in you to partake of its essence. So, you know, as a child growing up in Jamaica, there was a song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine." And I find out that now I'm an adult, I always have to remember to let my light shine. I went to this dinner at the church last night, and I met a lady for the first time. And when I was leaving, she said to me, you know, keep that smile on your face. Keep that smile on your face. And that was a great compliment for me to hear, because a lot of times we go out and we don't realize how people are observing us. So remember to find that sweet spot of who you are and keep it coming forward. Put it right up front. Let people see that it's important to be vulnerable, because if you're not, then people won't get to learn about the authentic you. Once you identify the light, move in the light. On this, you know, the light will welcome you, and it will fill you up. It will help you to become bold. It illuminates who you are. It shines on you. So step in that light and let your brilliance show. Be illumined by the light, understanding the wisdom that penetrates your consciousness with the knowingness of who you really are. The light of God fills and lifts you up to super consciousness. Again, it's not you. It's not you. You have no say. You have no control. But it is the Christ within you. 646-915-8166. Understand what it means to become one with the light. I am one with God's energy, pulsating in every great degree, melting me, molding me, filling me, using me for its perfect expression. What did I say before? All we need to do, we just need to turn up. We don't have to try to control and create anything. Because honestly, by yourself, you can't do anything. Yes, we are co-creators, but we can't do anything by ourselves. You know, you just can't do it. So just show up and stand in your position of co-creating. Be fully aware of the things that are coming out of your mouth. Be sure and be aware of your intentions, that they honor who you really are. Yes, be the light of the world. A lot of times you hear people say, well, oh, I'm going to be the light of the party. Are you really the light of the party? If so, in what manner are you the light of the party? To be the light, but let it be a light that is bringing light out of the darkness. Let it shine. Let it be brilliant. And support that flame that you are allowing to illuminate the rest of the world. Be a light that radiates love and warmth to everybody. Know that you, what they say, we only get one chance to make a first impression. So stay true to yourself. Be loving. Do everything out of love and concern for somebody else. Don't do something because you are getting something. Do something because you want to make a difference. Love yourself. Love your brothers. Know that we are in this world to make a difference. We are in this world to bring life and love into the life of others. Don't wait around for somebody to give you the permission to make a difference in somebody else's life. It is your responsibility. It is my responsibility to go out every day with the intention that I am going to find two or three people or even one person to make a difference today. Ladies and gentlemen, it does not need to be anything extravagant. It might be just a hug, a smile, a shoulder to cry on. We must prize ourselves that we are able to position ourselves in this world, that when others around us fall, that we can provide for them a soft place to fall on. That soft place might be a word of encouragement. It might be a shoulder. It might be a tissue to wipe their tears. It might be an embrace without a word being said. Only you know. But if you allow yourself to surrender to the Spirit will always be true to what is needed at a particular time. You don't need to rehearse. You don't have to really stock up and say, well, I got to have this in my toolkit or I have to have that. You just need to turn up with your authentic self. And because the Spirit of God lives within you, you are going to be able to make that impact at that particular time to that particular individual. And you're going to hear it said, that person was at the right place at the right time. Because how comes you were there at the right time? Because you had a divine appointment that you did not know about. So, again, for this conversation, we went over, do you know who you are? We talked about self-love. We talk about remembering your spirit. We talked about committing to your spirit. We spoke about how are we creating, co-creating our results. We talked about listening. We talk about some steps to practice self-love to ourselves. And these are just a few things to get you on your way. Remember to do your journal. Remember to do your meditating time. And remember, as Nat Han says, to be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. Regardless of what others may say about you, you got to say the right things about yourself. Do not allow anyone to categorize you and fit you into situations that they think you ought to be in. Love yourself enough to stay committed to your authentic self. Be the best person you can be. Remember that you were born with a greatness. You were called in this world to do something amazing. Don't wait around for others to jump on your bandwagon and to say, well, I'm going to do it with you. You got to jump out there and do it yourself. Even when no one else believes in what you are doing, you owe it to yourself to do the best that you were called to be. You have not yet even begun to scratch the surface of your potential. There are so many untapped potential that is sitting there waiting on you to be aware of that which you were called to do. I had fun delivering this episode tonight. I hope and pray that it has brought some light into your life. And I look forward for your phone calls here to just sharing with me what this episode has done for you. Remember, if you are not in a position to love yourself, you are not in the position to love anybody else. Whether you are in a relationship, whether you're married or whatever relationship you're in, remember to give the best of who you are. You must experience in the best of who you are. And how are you going to be able to do that? You must be able to love yourself 150% in order to give the best you. I hope you are taking the time to go out and enjoy the fall foliage. The leaves are falling off. So take some time. Go outside. Walk barefooted. Go outside. Look at all the different plants and everything outside there. Take some time and have a conversation with nature. You're going to find out that that will impact your life. Well, from my heart to your heart, let me hope that right now you are beginning to love yourself. As I hug myself and embrace myself, I can tell myself, Daphne, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I am so thankful for God that he has allowed me to accept me and to be able to love myself unconditionally. But more importantly, that I am conscious enough to know that I need to surrender myself to him, to the Spirit of God that lives within me. I want to remind you that you were born for a destiny. Don't allow anyone or any circumstances to derail you. Have a blessed week, and I see you again on Wednesday when my two experts will be Karen Yankovic and Andre Taylor. See you on Wednesday. Love you. And there's nothing you can do about that. God bless.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Because I believe that he's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with his name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with his name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me.
After nearly 20 years away, his big comeback. And we cleared up a little thing that happened between us.
I called you up. Did I call you up?
I called you up.